This video is part of a collection of videos called Your First 40 Days in the Wilderness. It is a series of short daily devotionals designed to encourage and edify the new Christian. Our next few lessons will focus on a fourth key principle of the Bible, and that is there is only one head of the church. We'll be looking at topics of leadership and the work of the church from a biblical point of view. There are many, even in the body of Christ, who do not understand the organization of the church. While the apostles were the first leaders of the church, like what we see in Acts chapter 6, verse 2 through 4, they have since passed on to their reward. So this prompts questions such as, who's the leader of the church now? Or who directs its operations today? Is Jerusalem the headquarters? Or is there a specific manual that guides us today? Can we even identify a leadership model within the church? All of these are very important questions that must be answered. But sadly, many have made some serious mistakes in their attempts to answer these questions. Knowing that Christ, and only Christ, is the head of the church should be the first fundamental principle that every Christian should understand about church leadership, as we see in Ephesians 1, 20 and 23 and Colossians 1, 18. And we talked about that in previous devotionals. Now, church leadership is a key concept that directly addresses the organization of the church, how the church is governed, what method is used to govern it, and who is involved. It's important to distinguish biblical truth from secular judgment because man has a natural tendency to place one person in charge of everything or has the desire to seize the power of authority for themselves, as we see in passages like Judges 11:6 or 1 Samuel 8:19 through 20, or even 1 Kings 1:5. You know, even just a cursory look at secular history reveals a long succession of kings and commanders and sultans and chiefs and dictators and presidents and so forth. Mankind likes to wield power over things. Well, during the time of Jesus, there existed a hierarchy of government to which everyone was subjected. It was called the Roman Empire. So it shouldn't be surprising that around 313 AD, when the church came out of persecution, that the leadership model of that era was eventually imposed upon the church. It was what the people were familiar with at that particular time. In fact, it's not uncommon to see more modern leadership methods creep into the church today. For example, one can easily find an eldership operating in the same manner as, say, a board of directors. And this is simply because some elders are CEOs or presidents of businesses. It's a leadership model with which they're familiar with. So it seems natural to them to just bring that method with them into how they operate within the eldership. And this same mentality has also led many religious institutions that use the name Christian to establish hierarchies within their organizations. They'll install a system of ranking, which usually includes a top leader, several levels of sub-leaders, and assistants. And there will often be a central office or headquarters with a primary document used to outline every aspect of polity within their institution. Just do a search of organization of so-and-so church. If you do that, you're going to be amazed at the variations of church government. So, can all of this be what Jesus intended for His church? Or does there exist a singular, divinely inspired standard for how the church is to be governed? Well, the answer is, there is a divine standard. The Bible presents a very specific pattern for the churches of Christ. That is, the one that is completely autonomous, meaning self-governed and not influenced by outside authority. And that alone implies that there can be no headquarters or a central office for the church, nor is an earthly organization authorized to govern it. There's not a single verse or example that approves of such an arrangement. There's also no single human leader over the whole church, but only Christ, as it says in Colossians 1, verse 18. There's no biblical example that exists of a singular individual governing or overseeing any one particular congregation. Instead, there's always a plurality of leaders known as elders that's seen among those autonomous congregations, just like we see in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Furthermore, there is no verse or example of a leader of one congregation having any authority over another congregation. Jesus' kingdom, that is the church, is not of this world, as he said in John 18, verse 36. So its framework is not the same as the world's. And this means that there is no other guide or creed or catechism or manual outside of the Bible which authorizes or gives those instructions regarding the church. The Bible alone is completely sufficient to guide us in all things religious, according to passages like 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 and 2 Peter 1:3. Therefore, there is a divine leadership model for the church that exists, and it's found in the Bible. So in the next few lessons, we'll cover more of these points in a little bit greater detail.